Kings chapter 20. In the way of announcements, remember that Diane Crisp and her family, her father passed away. Just be lifting them up in the Lord. And when we find out any information more than that, I'll let you know. But just be praying for them and be flexible to help where we can. And right after service, we're going to need to move some pallets out here. Our building will be getting here, and we need to block that off. So we need about five guys, but I look around, and I see more than five guys. So just all you guys that can lift a pallet, be out there on that end of the parking lot right after church. If we see you leaving, we'll write your name down. No, I'm just kidding. I was sitting here thinking, as you're turning to 2 Kings chapter 19, or 2 Kings 20, don't worry, it's just one chapter over. I was thinking when it says counting all your blessings, sometimes we can forget that we're blessed, right? And I remember this little cartoon I seen not long ago. There was this guy driving a little car, what we'd call a hoopty, right? An old beater, okay? Is that good for some of you? Just a not a very good car. And he pulls up next to a big old, you know, Mercedes Benz, like a G-Wagon. All right, Chris knows what a G-Wagon is. The rest of you, you know what a G-Wagon is? Okay. Anna knows what a G-Wagon is. It's a really expensive. All right, okay. So the guy in the little hoopty car looks over and says, "Man, I wished I had that car. My car's junk." But while he was sitting there was a guy at a bus stop. And he was looking at the car, and he goes, "Man, I wished I had a car." And the guy at the bus stop, there was a guy on a bicycle going by, and he looks over, and he said, "Man, I wished I had the money to ride the bus." And then while he was doing that, another guy was looking at him, who was walking, and said, "Man, I wished I could ride a bicycle." And then there was a guy in an apartment looking down, and he said, "Man, I wished I had legs." And that just kind of gets me in that, you know, when I start having a pity party for myself, I kind of remember that, and I always try to remember there's people, probably if they were to trade plates with you, you'd ask for your plate back in life and say, "Man, thank you for that. Lord, thank you for that." 2 Kings 20. Man, God's a good song, and you did a really good job with it. 2 Kings 20. You'll find this... this recording of this same story, Bible recount in Isaiah 38 and also in Chronicles or 2 Chronicles, okay? So if you just want to get more in depth into this story and you want to know more, because I'll maybe preach a little bit of context, I wanted to use Isaiah 38, but it's got Isaiah in it, but I just went ahead and I like 2 Kings 20 better because there's one part in it that I wanted to use that God's laid on our heart. So let's look into this. 2 Kings 20, verse 1. "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death." Does that look familiar to you guys when you're looking at it? All right, good. We're all on the same page. "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Amen? Man. I love Isaiah. I love reading the book of Isaiah. I love studying about Isaiah. One thing I really like about Isaiah, when Jesus was going to preach, he would say, "Give me the scrolls of Isaiah." Amen? And we got to look into that. We get a look into that right here as we see that Isaiah doesn't have his faith and his feelings don't get mixed. Okay, put it this way. If you're in ministry, sometimes you're going to have to say things that are absolutely true, but absolutely hard to say. And you're going to have to say them when it's hard. When it's hard for the hearer, write it down, hard for the hearer, and hard for the one saying it. And it's okay, but say it anyway. Amen? Isaiah, could you imagine? Isaiah speaks for God, and he's sitting there, and all of a sudden God says, "Go up and tell the king." Why does that kind of worry you? Because back then, kings didn't have to get congressional opinion or judges or lawyers to say, "Hey, go kill that guy." Amen?
Go destroy him. You know what? They could have done a whole lot of things, but God said, go tell the king what I have to say. Tell him to get his house in order. He's going to die. Isaiah marches right up there. Could you imagine? Man, we all say this, boy, I would love to hear from God. I would love to hear a word from God. God, give me a word. What if it was that word? Amen? I'm serious. And if you really do a lot of in-depth Bible study, a lot of times when God spoke, it wasn't awesome. It was scary. You see Isaiah come in and, you know, you're already sick and you're praying and you're seeking the Lord. Now Hezekiah's got an awesome track record. His dad was a horrible guy. His dad didn't love the Lord. His dad was a wicked king. And somehow, some way, man, Hezekiah figured it out. Ain't that cool? It don't matter how bad your mom, how bad your dad is, how good they are, how bad they are, you can figure it out. Amen. That's good. I wasn't particularly raised in church. But you know what? I had a lot of churches around my house, and I can remember walking to them when I was a kid. That's why I'm kind of messed up. I'm kind of like what do you call those things? It's a dog that don't have a purebred. A mutt. Amen? And one said a mongrel. Thanks, Ray. I liked mutt better. But hey, you know what? I went to a lot of different churches and I picked up one thing. Every one of them, they loved Jesus. They were passionate about Jesus. But you know what? They had some different ideas. But you know what? God was molding me and making me. Yeah, I just remember, hey, there wasn't a lot of spirituality going in my house in the early 80s. But God was preparing me and He was getting me ready and He'll get you ready. Some of y'all are blessed. Some of you got some heritage of a good godly mother and father and grandma. Man, enjoy that. Then guess what? You ain't got no excuses. Amen? If you've been told by everybody, I tell this to my kids all the time. One of them sitting here, I hate that, Peyton, but I'm going to preach on you. Listen to this. I tell them, you can go and you can live any way you want to. You can live for the devil. You can walk for him, run for him, do whatever you want to do. But you'll have to step over everything you've been told. You'll have to walk over and ignore everything you've seen God do. My kids are, it's not fair for them because guess what? I've been telling them this for about the last 50. God's provided everything you got. Now, we all know that's true, but this kid ain't ate a meal, ain't wore some clothes, and hadn't had a roof over his head that God ain't provided. We've been in full-time ministry for so long, his whole life. I tell him, if you walk away from God, you'll have to be deaf, blind, and dumb on your own account. But you know what? He's not special. He's not any different than anybody else, any other kid in this room. He's got to make choices. But he's going to have to make them walking over all the truth that he knows. Amen? And despite of that, somebody said, well, these kids, that kid, they can't get... Listen. Hezekiah figured he had a dad who made groves and idols and worshiped false gods. And you know what? Hezekiah got up one day and said, you know what? I believe God's God. We're going to cut all this out. Ain't that cool how God does that? God can fix what nobody else can fix. Amen? But I like Isaiah. Isaiah's bold. He walks in there. And I can see Hezekiah's probably praying, oh, Lord, heal me. Oh, Lord, save me. God, you know how good. I love you and I trust you. Hey, the grave can't praise you. No, come on, man. Hey, Donnie, you mind if I preach to you? Listen, check this out. It's what I like. Sometimes I remind God. I say, listen, God, I know you don't need me. I'm not the A team. I'm probably not even the B team, God. But listen, I'll praise you. I'll preach for you. I'll sweat for you. So, God, don't take me out of the game. Listen, I'll praise you, God. Hey, the grave can't praise you. I will. No, come on, man. Y'all should shout a little bit. Hey, I like to tell, hey, if you take me out of the game, there'll be one less loud person, God. Come on, don't take me out of the game. Is the grave going to praise you? I don't think so. Death don't make a noise, Lord. At least I can make a noise. Some of y'all need to start making some noise or you might be the next one out. No, I'm just kidding. Grace can't, the grave's not going to praise you. Ain't that cool? Hey, you said, where did you get that? I got that from Isaiah 38, 18 out of King Hezekiah's lips. He sung a psalm after God healed him. Yeah, I gave you the end of the message already. But after he healed him, he sang a psalm. And in that psalm, he said, oh, God, well, part of my prayer was, hey, God, that grave can't praise you. Did you notice he didn't even bring up the fact that I was a king? I don't bring up my title. I don't bring up stuff we do. I don't bring up how good I am. I just bring up how good he was. And God, you're so good, I can't stop talking about it. And I won't stop talking about it if you'll leave me on the playing field. I don't know, but that's good to me. Verse 20, verse 1. Let's go to verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying. Now Hezekiah came in there. I probably skipped the point, so let's go back and get it. He probably looked forward to Isaiah coming in because he probably thought he was going to lay hands on him, heal him, or just say some great, great thing from the Lord. Right? Oh, it's good to see the man of God. Could you imagine the hospital visit? Never mind. Hey, did you get your house in order? Sure, die. Have a good rest of the day. See you later. Thanks for coming by, preacher. Amen? But that's what Hezekiah, that's what Isaiah did. Isaiah said, man, hey, you're not going to make it through this. Turned around and walked out of the room, walked down the steps, and was headed out through the courtyard. Say, thank you, Lord, for the word. Man, every word's not going to be a good word. Some word's going to be like medicine. Some word's going to hurt you. Some God, it's going to hit you in the gut so hard, you'll walk around and go, man, that hurt. But you know what I found out? Sometimes, praise God, the medicine is sometimes stronger than the cure. You go to get some kind of treatments, and when they tell you what it's going to take, you have to evaluate. Do I want to go through that to be well? Amen? Yes. Go ahead. Cut. Burn. Chew. Give it to me. That's what you got to do. But pray, did you see it? Sometimes God will come in with a word and everybody else is praising, but you got tears running down your face and you're hurting. You're like, man, God, that was heavy and it hurt. But you're walking out that door going, thanks for the medicine. I've been given some words sometime and I said, God, that hurt me. Amen. I've had God speak to me and tell me things that I didn't want to hear. Amen. I mean, I've wept in places and cried and said, God, you had made a mistake. Only to, you know, weeks later, days later, whenever later, go, man, thank God, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Have you ever had a bad thing ever be the best thing that ever happened to you? Have you ever had somebody hurt you and it be the best thing that ever happened to you? Amen? That's one of the greatest things that will ever happen to you sometimes is when you think God's messed up and done the wrong thing. You know what? Hezekiah does one of the coolest things he's ever done. We'll learn more about Hezekiah and why God does what he does. Hezekiah does something. Check this out. Hezekiah doesn't get a cabinet together. He doesn't go get some other people to talk to. He don't get another prophet. He don't get another preacher. He don't get another group of singers. You know what he... My God, this is good. You know what he does? He rolls over against the wall. Can I tell you why? He probably had a bunch of people in the room. He's the most important man in Israel at the time. But you know what he's... Man, this is good. He said, I just want to be all alone with you, God. See, some of us would get mad, we'd get bitter, we'd get hurt, we wouldn't talk to God. And the devil, for sure, I guarantee you, the devil crawled up in that bed and said, see, what are you going to do now? Sometimes, if you can't get alone, you got to get as alone as you can. See, when you get a lot of people talking and a lot of people giving you opinion and a lot of people telling you stuff, and you know, sometimes you just got to turn, you got to roll over and say, God, I can't get alone right now. This is as alone as I can get, but I want to talk to you, just you and me. I don't want to talk to everybody else. I don't want to hear everybody else's opinion. I don't want to know what everybody else thinks. God, if you said it, I'm all right with it, but can we talk about it? Man, that's good. I don't know if this might be the only reason I preach this whole message, is to tell you and to show you the quick response that Hezekiah had. He got the news. Isaiah left. He rolled over. That literally, I can preach for a while on all the other points, but that's exactly how it went down. Get your house in order. You're going to die. He walked out the door. He rolled over against the wall. Whew. I'm getting along with you, God. Some of y'all have some issues in your life, issues in your family, issues that you don't know how you're going to solve them. I would tell you to do what Hezekiah done right here. As quick as possible, you need to get along with God. You need to get along with God and spend some time with Him and talk to Him and remind yourself of who He is and who you are in Him. Verse 3, I beseech thee. Boy, our prayers are so, I've told you this a million times. He starts out with, I'm begging. Let's get this straight, God. You got all the bread, I got none. You got all the power, I got none. I'm coming to you from a low place, not a high place. Amen? I'm begging you, God. So, I mean, sometimes we won't do this. We act like we're telling God. He's like the go-get-it guy, the fetch-it guy, the guy that's going to answer all the, oh, Lord, here's your, hey, today, here's what I would love for you to do, God. We got to remember, we're talking about a king talking to a king. Amen? Are you got me? But His kingdom don't even matter anymore. He's insignificant now. He's talking to the King of Kings. Amen? Well, that's a good thing right there. The king just said, hey, golly, I wonder if he just, let me take that off. Can I talk to you? Can I beg you? Some of us need to take our crowns off. Take our pride off. Take our status off. Take our title off. Take all the things that we've told everybody that we are and come to a place and say, Lord, I'm just wanting to beg here a little bit if you wouldn't mind. Man, I'm telling you, can I pray? I'm telling you, I've done this. When I was a kid, I'd done this. Amen? If I really needed something from my dad, guess what I did? I'd humble myself. Amen? We come to our Heavenly Father, we don't do no different. God, I might be 45, I might be 50, I might be 60, I might say, but God, I'm still a child. And here I come, Lord, and I'm begging you. Sometimes we make our prayers too complicated too. Amen? We tell Him what we think He wants us to hear instead of telling Him how we really feel and what we really want. I beseech Thee, O Lord, remember me now. I have walked before Thee in truth. Ain't that good? I've walked before. Hey, you know what he said? He ain't messing around. He said, look, examine my walk. Listen, examine my walk. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care what you say. I don't care how many jobs and how many few and what you've done. Praise God, show me a walk. Amen? Just walk your faith out. You ain't got to get big messages and big people all the time. I'm not like you. Listen, praise God. On Monday, get up and walk through Friday loving God. It's that simple. That's what the world's looking for. We're all like sitting over here going, what are they needing? They want real. Amen? Hezekiah said, look, since you've known me, God, look at my walk. Amen? I've loved you. And I've tried to walk before you. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting more mature. I cut them groves down my daddy planted for that other God. I tore the false temple down that my dad had put up. And we worship you, God. Wouldn't it be better to go to God with some stuff in the bank? Amen? Listen, can I preach a little bit? Y'all mind if I go off just a little bit? Just take a little nature walk around just a little bit? But if you mind, you might be in the wrong place. Do you remember a man named Job? You know what? The devil got he got the hedge pulled down, and guess what? The devil had reign over his life for a good while. And first of all, he would kill his livestock. Killed all of his livestock. You know what I always knew? You know what he did? He let one person, my gosh. He let one person live, a servant, who would run back. You know what that servant would tell him? All your sheep are dead. Amen? Thanks. I'm glad you're the one that made it. Can I be just real with y'all? All your sheep are dead. That's how the devil will do. He'll leave one person. That one person ain't got not a good word, not a positive word, not something that can sow you, not something that can grow you. Sheep are dead. And the next one behind him runs up. Hey, your camels are dead. Thanks, man. Next one. Hey, all your cattle, they're dead. Three of them, 3 for 3. They're all standing there. And I'm glad God left you guys in my life. Speakers of life. The devil's good, man. He knows how to bring the people one right after another. Amen? They could tell you anything, but what they tell you is just one right after another. Whoa, that's good news. That's good news. That's not bad. You know what I'm saying? And then here's the last one, right? Hey, man, just came from your kid's house. They're all dead. Okay. You know what he did? One of the most awesome things in the whole Bible. He said he went out and he put ashes all over his body. Amen? When I first read that, I didn't even totally understand it. But then I read a little deeper into it. And you know what Job would do? Job had 10 children and a wife and himself. Amen? Every day, Job got up. Let me go back. You know who he is? He's the richest man in the East. East what? East part of the world. In the Middle East. He's known by every major religion in the world. His grave is visited by most people in the whole world. He was the richest man in the whole East. Every day he got up, he chose out his 12 best animals and slew them and gave them to God. Y'all hear me? He just slew them and gave them to God. You know why? He said, God, I pray for my kids. And he knew what he would say. You give me this stuff, so Lord, I'll give it back to you. Amen? So, but you know, that's not the cool part. What the cool part is when he was broken and he was without and he had nothing, guess what? The devil cut off his worship because he couldn't offer a sacrifice of sheep or bullocks. Walked in, you know, he's feeling pretty bad. He says, honey, it's a bad day. I know what you need to do, babe. What? Finally, some life. Curse God and die. Thanks, babe. Y'all are looking at me like crazy. That's in the Bible. But you know what? You said, why did you? Because I've known this since I've been saved. The devil, he has an awesome ability of getting between a man and a woman in a marriage. And Job's wife always gets the negative on this, but I guarantee you over the years, Job said some dumb stuff too. It just wasn't recorded. Amen? But I just want you to see this. Curse God and die. You know what he did? He didn't do that. He didn't do that through the whole thing. Amen? You know what he did do? He went out and got his ashes, and he covered himself. And he's sitting there and covered in ashes. And at first when I read that, I was like, man, he's just really putting himself through it. But you know what I thought? I said, you know what he did? He covered himself. Diane got it. He covered himself in his own praises. He covered himself. You know what he was saying? Hey, God, I've talked to you before, not during the bad times only, but now too. Wouldn't it be good if you could call God in prayer in the good times like you do in the bad times? God, everything's a mess. Yeah, I hear from you every time they are. How about when everything's great? How about when everything's coming in and everybody's happy? Why don't you say, why don't we all get down on the floor now and pray? Why don't we all come together and pray fervently now? Why don't we do that now? Hey, I'm not just preaching this to you, I'm preaching it to me. Because a lot of times I wonder if God looks at his knee mail. I know I shouldn't have done that. I said knee mail, Peyton. I'll pay you back later for that one. I wonder if he looks at his prayer, his line, he says, all right, comes Kevin again. Is it a praise? No. Is it God? He just wants to talk to me? No. It's just another problem. God's a problem-solving God. He is a chain-breaking God. But he's also a good God and a good father. And I'll tell you right now, there's some older fathers in here. I guarantee if I ask them to a man, how blessed, how awesome are you blessed when your kids just call you to say, Dad, I love you. Are you talking about being blessed after that? What would you do for your kids if they called you every once in a while out of the blue for no good reason, not on Father's Day, not on Christmas, not on Easter, just, hey, it's August 3rd, August 4th, hey, Dad, I love you. I need to get a checkbook out. Why? We got to do something, right? Something might be going on, but I don't care because I'm blessed. Amen? I just told y'all the secret. There you go. That was free. Verse 3, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember me now, if I have walked for thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Boy, he got ugly. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, turn again. Praise God for that, right? Tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord God of David, thy father, I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, what'd he say? I've seen your what? Yeah. That's equity with God. Don't tell me about it unless you've cried before God about it. Amen? God said, I've seen your tears. He's watching. Amen? That's good, ain't it? I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Syria. I know will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Man, I love Isaiah right here. Isaiah's on his way. Done delivered message number one. Get your house in order. You're going to die. Amen? Isaiah's a monster. Isaiah's awesome. This dude is just a machine. He don't care if it's good news or bad news. It don't matter if it's, hey, you're living, hey, you're dying. He walks right back up in there. Hey, good news. That's awesome. That's what kind of preachers we don't need. We need. We don't need, oh, this guy. We need people who says, thus saith the Lord. That's it. The word, somebody say, hey, tell me, hey man, give me a good word today. You know what my number one response to that every time is? I'll give you what he gave me. Because I can't give you anything else. Because I give you something from me, guess what? It ain't going to be worth a flip to you. Amen? I love Isaiah. He walks in there and he tells it. Good news. Can I tell you how awesome this is on so many levels? That he said he healed him. Amen? He's going to heal him. But he didn't just heal him of his situation in his body. He healed him of the circumstances that were going on around him. He was praying about one thing. Oh, God, save my life. He said, you know what? I heard your prayers. I seen your tears. I seen that you got with me early. You shook me early. I heard that. And I'm going to do this because of you and because of your heritage and because of what's going on. But I'm not only going to heal you. I'm going to take the king of Assyria and I'm going to defeat him too. Praise God. You'll feel better, everybody else. Listen, your prayer life, your way you love God will ooze out into your family, in your community, and praise God, maybe even your country. And then it gets cool. Then it gets cool. Then it gets really good. And all of a sudden he goes, well, I need a sign for this, God. God said, there's a sundial. He said, what I can do is I can run the sundial up a few degrees, or I can run it back. Man, this is good. Hezekiah, man, have you ever got something good from your mom or your dad or somebody, and then you try to take it to another level of good? Like, I'm going to give you 20. How about 30? Amen? Come on. I'm going to get you a motorcycle. How about a new one? Right? We're getting a new pair of pants. How about a shirt, too? and a pair of new shoes. Hezekiah's like, hey, God, since everything, God, I wish y'all get this. While things are flowing, God, it's a simple thing if the sun keeps on going in the same direction, but could you bring it back? I don't know what you know about, like, the atmosphere and the planets and whatnot. For the sun to go back would kind of mean that God would have to kind of stop the earth and run it back a little. Oh, I'm sorry. That must just be so simple for you guys. That must have happened yesterday for y'all. God said, I can do that. Do you know what God did? For just a period of time, He stopped the earth and rolled it back. You're talking about some daylight savings time or whatever that is. God said, roll back some time right here. He said, why in the world would He do that? Because Hezekiah got a hold of God early and started weeping before Him and was saying, God, I walk before You. You know my heart and my mind. You know what? Y'all can't, I don't know if y'all can handle this. When you read in the Scriptures, there's nothing too hard for God. What God was doing, I'm not telling you God's going to move the whole planet for you, but I will say this, He can change the circumstances in your life. You need to start praying some stuff like this. Hey, God, this looks too hard for me. And God said, you know what? I can change that and that and that. And you know what? Some things that you weren't even figuring on, I can change that too. You know what I believe Hezekiah would do after that? You know what I'd do if our prayer life looked like what Hezekiah's looked like? I believe we'd walk around and be telling people, and somebody'd say, how'd that happen in your life? How'd that change? Well, it got ugly at first. I got broken, so God came along and broke me. And my circumstances broke me. Well, then I got serious. And I turned away from everybody else, and I turned to God. And I wept before Him. And I got broke before Him. But then you know what I did? Listen, I'm trying this. I'm working on this. I've got this new system of prayer that I'm working on. And y'all ain't going to like the way I put it, but it's, me and God are all right with it. I take God's Word and I put it up to His face. Amen? No. I'm just, it's kind of like, you know, when your parents say something and later on they try to say something different. You say, hey, Mom, but Daddy, you said. I take God's Word and I say, look. God, I'm not being a smart mouth. But You said, amen. One of them, this is my favorite one. It's my right now. I'm going to let y'all have a peek at it. It says, be anxious for nothing. Amen. Don't be fearful for anything. Amen. So I always say this, hey, God, I'm pretty anxious about this little situation right here. But You told me I didn't have to be because You can handle it. And You said that I could have some peace. Amen. That'll pass all understanding. So God, I want an installment of that peace at all that passes all understanding. I want that right now. I don't care when You fix it. I don't care how You fix it. But I want the installment of the peace of God right now because I know You're going to fix it. But I want that peace. You said I could have it. Amen. Amen. Does that work for you? Listen. Y'all want a new one? I'm gonna start throwing up to God every once in a while. God, You moved the earth for Hezekiah. I really don't need You to move the earth, but I could take You moving some circumstances in my life and working them out for me because I trust You, and I trust You like Hezekiah trusts You. Amen? So God, whenever You want to do that, I'm all on board. And while I'm waiting, come on with that peace. Amen? You all right? Let's all stand as I get a song.